This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we have some Dierks Bentley tickets to give away, and we'll give away the keyword for our Buckets and Bets promo. But before we get to the entertainment page, got a couple of dumpster divers on the line. Maybe some advice.
I'm sorry, I'm out on dumpster diving. But let me see. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, what's up?
What's up, boys? How's it going? What's
up, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. I am so psyched for you guys to do this, and there are two. There are.
Do you have tips?
Two things. Yep, I got a tip for you, JP. Mm-hmm. There are two things that would actually like set this bit alive, and the first one is because it's but illegal to do this at a retail place for JP to be rooting around for a $13 sweatshirt, and to get arrested. That would
be a great payoff.
Set this thing afire.
Yeah.
The second one is he's in there trying to find the chicken that's barely expired, and the truck comes just dumps them in the back.
You can't have that, and you get compressed.
Well, we would protect them. We would protect them.
Crushed to death? Well, thank you.
Yeah, we would protect them in that scenario.
Look, I already know the dumps I'm going to go to. I was saying I was going to do TJ Maxx. I'm not. I'm going to go to one in my neighborhood.
According to this story,
you're not going
to
find anything.
You're
going to
find like
there.
An old
guy.
You're going to find trash.
It's part of the game.
Despite many misconceptions, dumpster diving is legal in all 50 states, according to the NewYorkPost.com story.
Maybe if it's private property like that, like behind this, you know, the gas station, that might be illegal. But I think some of those places, it definitely
does. Does it have to be an item of clothing? Can't it be anything?
Yeah.
Someone tossing an old TV or a
Yeah, so it can be
desk,
anything.
You bring in
lamp?
A rocking horse or something like that.
Hey, when I used to work at Bellhaven, all the members, they used to toss their old push carts like behind the driving range shack.
Okay.
And there would be a graveyard of these nice click gears and bag boys that look brand new.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they just got the new updated model.
That's why I think I told you this. I follow this couple. They're like really nerdy couple. And they live in Florida. And it's the equivalent of a dumpster dive. They go to retirement homes, garage sales for golf clubs. Because they're all old, rich Floridians.
You brought this up before. They find a bunch of like Scotty Cameron all over the place for $2.
Yes. And then they flip them all online. They have a huge
way to make money.
Did I tell you when I was in Orlando, I hit four Marshalls?
That's a world record.
I hit four Marshalls.
Four Marshalls within
four Marshalls.
I thought you meant off the tee.
Really? Yeah, that's what
four
I thought too.
Four Marshalls off a 5 mile radius off from my hotel.
I wish you had hit four Marshalls at the course.
Yeah, instead. You love shopping so much.
I just love getting deals. I get so psyched.
He gets the horniest.
But I
for
draw
Marshalls.
The line at climbing into a poop filled dumpster. I can't do it. It will never happen.
I mean, I'm just going to guess
it's
that
disgusting.
Most dumpsters are not just filled with poo.
Yeah, but like food. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a dumpster behind Harris Teeter or Giant. I'm not doing that. It's got to be like a brick and mortar retail spot. Best Buy, Ross, Marshalls. TJ Maxx.
I'm just going to go to one. There's a dumpster where sometimes
in your neighborhood? It's going to be hot garbage
in
there.
It's an apartment complex.
Yeah, right, like,
hey, some places they have a nice landfill of people getting rid of stuff.
Hey, yeah. They got people moving in and out of that apartment complex all the time.
Best to go at the end of the month, though.
Right. I don't know these places you're talking about. Like
condo communities.
Like boutique landfills?
No, condo communities.
Okay.
That's often exactly what I have.
Like, so they have a dumping spot for people that are moving in and out?
Well, like, just maybe the condo.
Just dumpsters.
Just dumpsters.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So Valdez and I used to live in the same neighborhood in Alexandria, right? Mm-hmm. And it was gated, and the only people had... You had to have a card to get in there. Mm-hmm. But the line of nubbers who would try to sneak in behind a car before the gate closed, it was like a game of chicken every single day.
Well, you have to be careful with that because it depends on how quick the gate is. Like, you can't do that at the building here at 1015 Half Street.
No.
That gate comes down with a quickness.
It may even open back up if it knew you were there. But these nubbers who didn't live in the neighborhood would come and grab furniture all the time. End of the month, it was like a Costco in there.
All right, let's go to Brian in Winchester. Hey, Brian, what's up, buddy?
Costco dumpster is probably a good spot. Hey. It's a good one, Drab.
Five trashy booms.
What's up, buddy?
A good buddy of mine talked me into that several years ago. We had two good finds. One time, we found two TVs in a dumpster in the retail place. When they got a return, there was like a little crack in the screen. They
Tommy Horsey's old bottle TVs.
So we just scraped off the paint and we had a good TV. We only needed one. We left the other one in there.
With a crack on it?
Yeah, just it was the TV was fine.
It wasn't on the screen. It was on the side.
Yeah.
You never would have noticed. And another time.
It's like Jason's refrigerator with the dent.
Right.
He needed all this fancy cardboard for art projects and he found a whole pile of it in a Michael's dumpster one time. Another time we were at a place and he was about to go in and he looked at me and like smiled. The dumpster must have just been emptied or whatever. He stepped into it and then when he got in the car, he showed me $5. But when you opened it up, it said disappointed. It was a gospel track about Jesus. So that was a bummer, but it was a funny story. We used to
it's
drop
not that
thing
funny.
Down
story.
You know,
not
you had
so
to be
funny.
There. Had to be there. Yeah.
Jason, do you still have the dented refrigerator?
The dented railing, yes.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, fridge works great.
Right. It's all you need. Who cares for the cosmetic dent?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I hang a towel over it. You can't even see it.
Yeah. You've masked it.
All right, let's do one more. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. This is more interesting than the EP, to be honest with you. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show, as always.
What's up,
EP,
Joe?
You're always fun, as always. Thanks. Hey, but anyway, that being said, hey, Bish, I think you're tall enough to just grab Teresa by the ankles and just lower her down.
that's funny.
It's a funny visual.
Yeah, but anyway, Bickle, get in the dumpster, man. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Be a part of the bit. You can do it.
I honestly can't. It gives me a gag reflex. Like, I am so disgusted by garbage. It's not a thing.
Hey, you know what we could do is we could do dumpster food reviews. You think that wouldn't pop online?
Dumpster food review.
I dare you.
You have to eat something.
I dare you.
Yeah, you go behind a Dunkin' Donut, find a bear claw, and rate it.
Still in a box, I'd do it.
Man, that's what that gets.
That's a lot of effort, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat some. Bickle's not doing that.
None of us are doing that. I'm not getting in a dumpster. I'm not getting in a porta potty.
I'm going to eat old chicken parm behind Mama Lucia.
You go find, get Adam to do that. Just find some young kid. Although Adam's old now. Not even a kid.
How old is AWOD now?
He's over 30. 32?
31, 32.
He's in his
30s. 31, I think.
That's kind of scary.
I mean, he's freaking washed.
I wish I was
old
31.
Washed.
Right. Oh, man. All right, you want me to get into EP?
Sure.
No.
I shouldn't ask you. You know what? You smiled.
That should make me smile, yeah.
Yeah. This is, by the way, just going to say right off the top.
Yeah.
This is suspicious. I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of the band The Faster Pussycat?
Yes. Now, they were a lower tier. I'll fill you in.
They were a hair metal band.
They were a lower tier 80s hair metal band.
Yeah.
They had a few songs of note.
Can you play one of their songs that I would know?
No, doubtful. Well, no. You wouldn't know them.
Oh, okay.
This is probably their biggest hit.
Hold on. Don't tell me. This is House of Broken Something or
House of Pain.
House of Pain. Okay. Yeah, you're not going to know this. Old school hair metal ballad. You just don't know it.
No.
They're no Cinderella.
I would. Where would I put them in the hair metal hierarchy from back in the day?
Or like a mid-major.
Mid-major, I would say like a fourth tier hair metal band.
All right, what's their deal?
They're a play-in game in the tournament.
I'm with you. Play-in game hair metal band.
So here's the deal. So what? I guess their lead singer or whatever, his girlfriend of like the last 7 or 8 years or whatever, fell off a cruise ship.
Is that Tie Me Down?
Yes. Yeah. After they had a fight or something.
Uh-oh.
And then how are you saying that, like...
That's got to be a fake name, Tie Me Down.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. But how do you fall off a cruise ship balcony, Cakes?
I know you're
hammered.
Hammered, pummeled.
But I bet there was some pushing.
You think there was foul play?
We don't know.
That would be foul play.
We don't know that. But, I mean, there could be, but we don't know.
All right, so he was born Gustav Molvik. Right.
Tie Me Down is a better stage
name.
What was his real name?
Gustave Molvik. He was born in...
Terrible name.
Where is he from?
Germany.
He sounds like he's from like Romania, like where Dracula's from.
Doesn't say. Anyway,
it's not his
real
given name. Yeah.
Tie Me Down.
Well, anyway,
Tie Me spelled T-A-I-M-E.
Well, just monitor that. My guess is...
When did this happen?
Like a couple days ago, I think.
Oh, wow.
The story came out yesterday.
If you go overboard on a
cruise
ship...
By the way, still haven't found her body.
If you go overboard on a cruise ship,
go.
Like, I think your chances of survival are like less than 1%.
Oh, yeah. Because like,
they're not turning around the boat for you.
If they know that you
fell over, they'll turn the boat around, but... Like if it's
too
10
late.
Minutes late, 10 minutes later,
yeah, too late.
Sayonara.
Yeah. Like,
good luck finding you in the open ocean.
Isn't that just true?
That's just horrible
horrifying.
Way to go.
It's horrifying.
You're at the bottom of Davy Jones's locker.
I have to tell you, I still get nervous. I've told you this before. Like I don't even like being on like a second or third floor of a mall and like being near the railings. But how about hotels? When you're up on like the 14th floor of a hotel and it's open atrium below, do you like those? What are you guys doing?
I haven't really been in one of those, but I kind of know what you're talking about.
Those tilt me like crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be out on the balcony a lot. I think I'd take a peek, say, okay, it's a little too high, go back in my room.
Yeah, I don't get sized.
Kimberly Birch, is that the girl's name that fell over?
I think that's it. Oh.
That was his fiance.
Yeah, Kimberly Birch is the girl. I thought Tie Me Down was the chick.
That's the lead singer's name.
Tie Me Down is the lead singer.
Yeah.
All right, now they're saying, of course, this is looking crazy. Fire Festival 2. Tourism and local officials in Mexico deny any knowledge of a follow-up to the disastrous 2017 event. They say it's an event that does not exist.
So
we have no knowledge of this. Not any contact with any person or any company about it. For us, this is an event that does not exist.
Yeah, it's not a glowing review for the reboot of the Fire Festival.
He said, my dream is finally becoming a reality. Fire 2 is real. He went on TV, I guess, a week before to announce it. And, of course, we talked about it. He's selling tickets for between $1,400, and you can get one for $1.1 million if you're dumb enough, Cakes.
So sure. I plunked down $1.1 million for an event that, last time I checked, did not exist.
Well, that's
didn't
the whole happen. Point.
I'll tell you something that does exist, our Buckets and Bets promo. And
that
we're going to give you the keyword in 3 minutes, your chance to win that trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th through the 23rd.
Last but not least, I don't know if you saw the video that was kind of going viral on like TMZ, the Daily Mail, etc., of Ben Affleck and Jen Garner taking their son to like a birthday party paint gun thing.
Okay, paintball,
paintball, whatever it is.
Yeah,
again for nerds. But you,
we did it once. It was fun.
It was kind of terrifying years ago.
I don't think I would get destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine like real warfare. How terrifying that is! Because I was terrified by paintball.
Paintball, yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, but they're all wearing all their masks and everything, and they got their paintball guns, and they look like they were in like I don't know some equipment. And there's a scene where Jen Garner is like shooting, and all of a sudden, Ben comes up and he kind of snuggles up on her. He puts his arm around her. The cameras catch it. And then it seems like she pushes him away for a second. Like maybe she's aware that there might be people
cameras,
around.
Right.
Something's going on. Something. They're trying to get. There's
back
definitely
together.
Articles that Ben's trying to get back.
He's trying to holler.
But, oh, yeah, something, something's going on.
I don't blame him.
Do you think they'll be back together as a couple before the end of the year?
Yes.
Do you think maybe it's just an unwritten thing that they're just banging? Like they don't have anyone else to
friends
bang?
With benefits? Maybe. I don't know. She supposedly had a boyfriend for like 5 years.
Yeah, I'm reading that she has a boyfriend that says on and off for 5 years.
Yeah, and but this guy, he doesn't get sized for Ben. Shocker. Because Ben's everywhere he wants to be.
Right.
Well, wouldn't you be bitter if...
Yeah, probably.
Ex-husband keeps showing up.
And anytime Ben has drama, she always shows up and helps him. She's always helping him.
He's like the damsel in distress.
Yes. And you watch his video. He puts his arm around it kind of...
Lovingly?
Oh, yeah.
How long is the embrace?
Like a second, because she kind of pushes him away. But
what do your body language experts say, EB?
I'm a body language expert. I say banging.
Hey, hold on. When he puts her arm around her.
No, it's around her waist.
That's intense.
Does she like tilt her head on him? Like
no, she's shooting a freaking paintball gun. It's like a bizarre thing. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe we're misinterpreting it. But if you see it, it's like whoa. Something's going on. If I'm John, isn't that the guy's name, John something? I'd be bitter.
Did Ben and J-Lo already sell their house? Did they sell their house, I thought?
I can't remember. It was like $100 million or something.
Something crazy.
I don't know. I mean, how many buyers do you have in the world?
There can't be many. It's a small pool you're picking from.
I'm looking at these pictures from page 6, and he does have his arms completely around her, but she's got like armament on.
Well, that's what I mean. She's shooting her gun.
She's wearing armor.
It's not like a...
Look where his hand is right here, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, do you see that, though?
Yeah.
Did you actually see the video of the hand?
I'm just seeing the still
picture where his hand is?
Well, yeah, near Hey Silly. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
But he could have been just dropping the hand down and all those still photos.
He kind of wrapped around. If you watch the video, he kind of... Tugs her into him.
It was maybe somebody was shooting at her and he's protecting her.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get out of.
Hey, let me give you the keyword for buckets and bets. You can win that trip to Florida. Ultimate college hoops viewing experience March 20th through the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. You can enter now with the keyword block at thefandc.com. The team980.com and thefanrichmond.com for your chance to win. So the keyword, once again, is block. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team980 here in the DMV. Cakes. You just witnessed Jason with like his sources talking into his phone.
I did, yes.
Clearly going to make some sort of bet.
Oh, yeah. You can't talk about it.
No.
Yeah.
Very shaky. No.
It's just funny. Like, Jason like springs to life.
Yeah.
He uses the
He's got a betting angle.
Well, it's also the 9 o'clock hour. I'm a little bit more awake.
Yeah.
Oh, you're really?
More cognizant.
Kind of on autopilot for 3 a.m.
6 o'clock.
Yeah. Just...
Now, he used a feature on his phone that I don't think I've ever used. You use a voice to text. Is that what you were doing?
Yeah. You don't voice text?
I've never done it once in my life.
In the car, when you're driving, you don't voice text?
I've never done it.
I do it all the time.
Just press, the iPhone, you just press a button, boop.
The problem is, like the phone.
No punctuation.
And sometimes if you say period, sometimes the actual period will come up or the word period.
Okay.
It's kind of effed up.
But right.
When I'm in my car driving, I'm not going to.
Of course not.
Like Bickle.
Yeah, you need to keep your eyes on the road, not be distracted.
Correct.
I just got a text that my mom claims, because, you know, my mom's staying with us now, that I promised to take her to Ash Wednesday service.
Okay.
What time
is
that?
I don't remember
making said promise?
I don't remember making that promise. I mean, I definitely don't remember making that promise. And if I did, I'm going to renege on
it. So this is you pushing back on said promise.
I don't want to do it.
Right.
Well, there's no golf today because of the storms.
I know it's rainy, but I got to do other stuff with my other kid today.
Oh, okay.
You know, my daughter at home, and I just don't want to be driving all the way, and I want to be selfish. I don't want to do that.
Drive.
I got to drive my daughter to healthy workout stuff.
You're going to be out in Herndon tonight.
No, I'm going to. She also does it in Rockville. We do it everywhere, Jason. We take the money and light it on fire.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I know. We already talked about the flights.
But I don't want to then. I don't want to do this, go home, you know, relax for a little bit or go to the club or whatever, and then pick up my daughter, take her to her workout, you know, wait for her. Drive her home, and then take my mom to Ash Wednesday service. I don't want to do it. It's too much.
Can't one of your
brothers? I did drive it all around yesterday.
Can one of your brothers do it?
I mean they don't live near me.
And your sister?
My sister does it. She takes them like every weekend I'm away.
So here's what you do. I have a backup plan for you.
I'm going to tell her.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
You go in the backyard. You break out your fire pit. You burn some wood.
You bring
a bowl full of ashes.
Yeah.
you make the sign of the cross on your mom's head. Boom. There's your Ash Wednesday.
Right.
What's that song? Brim full of ashes.
Oh, that's Silly by Corner Shop. I used to love that.
That's a great song.
I used to like that song a lot. It's weird, but I like it.
It's a weird song.
It's a funny reference.
The lead singer is like from India.
Yeah.
It's been kind of overtaken now by my driving range.
Yeah.
They have a golf studio in the backyard. So that's not going to work.
Yeah.
The answer is Zoom church.
Zoom church? That's a thing?
Oh yeah, yeah. Post COVID nonsense. Zoom. Everything Zoom. Just Zoom a church.
The only time I use Zoom at this point is to talk to Derek Forrest on Tuesdays. I'm dead serious. DC News Now.
Right.
So I never use Zoom for anything else.
I saw that Shedeur Sanders' stock is falling in the draft. Ward, they're saying, is leaps and bounds better than Shedeur Sanders.
All right.
And I saw a funny quote in this article. Matt Miller is a draft analyst, and he gave his take on the Colorado quarterback. Some people have said this is a smear campaign, but he said, I think it's both a smear campaign and honest review. I guess he was on the Dan Patrick Show talking about it. He goes, I think that it's about football. He's 6'1". He's put on some weight for the combine. He got up to 212 pounds. So he played closer to 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not the greatest athlete. But this was the line that I thought was funny. He goes, he might be Deion Sanders' son, but he's got his mom's feet.
Ooh.
What does that mean, mom's feet?
He doesn't run a 4.2.
Yeah. Right.
He's not.
He's just stuck in the mud.
I mean.
I know we were planning to do some commercial break
film
studies.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe we'll do one today, but you got to do Shedeur at some point.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm somewhat. The only thing is, I don't have the bio information on Will Howard. I did look during one of the commercial breaks of every throw of his game. Drab, you want to explain to people why Will Howard is in the news? It's just because he was so awful at the combine.
I saw a headline and I watched it on Saturday. Worst combine performance in NFL history.
Now Shedeur actually defended him
because
Shedeur didn't compete in the combine.
Yeah.
I guess he was there maybe for interviews. He was like, the guy's got a natty. He's not throwing to his normal receivers. Give him a break.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is why those guys don't perform, Ward and Top, because they don't want to look bad by not throwing to their guys.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do a quick commercial break?
We can do it. We can do it next segment.
You want to do it next segment?
Yeah,
we'll tighten it up. We'll get the intro ready. I'll get his bio information.
Not only was his video bad, he had the worst broad jump and vertical of all the quarterbacks.
Oh, so is that part of it?
Yeah, but he's 6'4", 240. He's a big dude.
I'm just giving a more complete picture. Yeah. It wasn't just that the video and him being inaccurate with the throws.
Yeah.
Like, his traits aren't great either. Like, his measurables are not very good.
And so Shedeur, back to Shedeur, I don't think his measurables are great.
Right.
And we'll see what happens when he has a pro day. But I always figure with Shedeur, he's probably just has that ridiculous football IQ passed down from his dad. Like, he's been around great coaches and great talent.
Well, when
always.
I see him, he looks athletic enough to me.
Sure.
Like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, he just doesn't have
that. But see, the thing about
Jaden Daniels type athleticism.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't grow on trees.
Mm-hmm.
But with Shedeur, there's just so many teams that are desperate for that quarterback. Someone's going to take a chance on him.
Of 100%.
Yeah. I mean, earlier than
what are they
expected.
Saying now?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, depends on who you talk to.
I don't. I would be shocked if he went past 10.
I would be surprised too.
Yeah.
I mean, unless a team like the Raiders lands a Sam Darnold and they don't need a quarterback anymore. All right. But the Raiders at six, I would think that they're going to probably look at a quarterback.
They'll at least think about it.
But
I mean, he's got to be on the radar.
Are the Raiders still the odds on favorite to land Rodgers?
Don't know.
I think they're the favorite in like betting circles.
What about the Giants in the mix for him?
Well, the Giants have been discussed as possibly a team that's going to move up to number one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're also thrown in there.
Why couldn't the Raiders, all right, maybe they take Rodgers on a one-year deal.
And then also draft Shador to learn under him. Of course. That'd be a smart thing to do, actually.
Of course, but there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen on Monday and then the rest of the week that's going to impact these things. Like, there's a lot of speculation about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, are they going to keep Justin Fields? Are they going to keep Russell Wilson?
Sounds like Fields is the favorite over Russell Wilson.
Right. And so then Russell Wilson's free. Maybe Russell Wilson goes to the Raiders to reunite with Pete Carroll.
Well, when Wilson left, Pete Carroll was there, right? When he left, wasn't there like bad blood with that whole thing?
Okay.
Drab, you tell me. When Russell,
of course, it was a nasty divorce.
Nasty divorce. They're not getting
that together. Divorce people reconcile, sometimes get remarried.
Yeah, I think Polyflix did that.
Do you see that as a realistic scenario?
Unlikely. I think that Russ would take whatever crumbs are given to him at this point, but I think Pete probably doesn't want to go back there.
I would agree.
But he'd probably rather have him than Aiden O'Connell under center.
Of course, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, but isn't Aaron Rodgers one of his prime options?
Yeah, but I'm saying Aaron Rodgers, we don't know. Aaron Rodgers could end up
retiring.
I don't think he's going to retire.
Monday, March 3rd, Rodgers was -150 to go to the Giants. The next closest team was Pittsburgh at +250 and the Raiders at +400.
So the Giants are the leaders, potentially.
Well, why would they?
They just seem like that hard knocks just doing them.
Maybe they'll draft somebody and he'll sit behind Rodgers.
There are also rumors the Giants are trying to trade up to number one.
Just to secure
whoever they want.
I told you guys, the day Pete Carroll was fired, they held it like a impromptu get-together at a restaurant or a bar that night.
Mm-hmm. And Russ showed up.
Flew in from Denver to come to it. That was the day that Pete and Drab forgave him for everything he did.
I remember that day.
Yeah, but isn't that Russ just being manipulative and just trying to look like a good guy?
You never really know what he's thinking.
But he didn't have to show up. Think about and I don't know all the ins and outs, but didn't Chris Webber stay away from any sort of Fab Five thing for years and years, and then they finally kissed and made up?
No, of course. That just seemed, but I just know that Drabby's criticism of Russ for years was that he was like, he would like play to the cameras and he was like,
he's
fake.
A phony.
Yeah. He's cheesy. So I just put that up on
it's possible.
Opportunistic.
It won me over. Now, look, he posted a video on his Instagram working out on his football field at his house, and he looked fat and slow.
He didn't look good there?
No, he looked so chunky. Yeah.
That's what I thought when he did. Remember he had a picture like boxing or something like that?
Mm-mm.
He was working out boxing last off-season. He looked a little chunky there, too.
Didn't he buy a palatial spread in Denver? And how long was he in Denver? Like, was he there one season?
I think two.
Was he there too? I can't remember.
I think so too.
It was
so
short of a stint. I guess you just put it back on the market.
It's only been in Pittsburgh one, right?
If I'm Russ, I'm renting at this point. Rent wherever I'm going.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not buying.
All right, so we'll do a commercial break film study next. EB's going to be looking at Will Howard during the commercial break. And he'll give you the skinny.
Don't care about that when he comes in the NFL.
Hey, let me tell you about the Purple Heart Foundation. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or an extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt. And veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org. Coming up shortly, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Dirk's Bentley Broken Branches tour on a game show Wednesday. For right now, it is time for EB's commercial break, film study number one of 2025.
Mm.
All right, guys, let's talk about Will Howard here. Let me give you all his numbers. Talk about a big kid transferred from Kansas State. Played in a bunch of bowl games, Cakes. Played as a freshman. Played in the 2022 Sugar Bowl, 2025 Rose Bowl. Played in the 2025 Cotton Bowl, obviously. He's a national championship MVP. He's 6'4", 236. Big dude from Downington, Pennsylvania. And, all right, so I just watched every throw of the game against Indiana. I didn't even look at the stats and how he did in that game.
All right, that was a game which, by the way, the Indiana coach was all hyped up.
Yeah, I think
and then Ohio State thumped them.
What I saw was like 28-7 or something. I don't know if they won by a much larger margin than that. But, listen, it's kind of hard to judge this kid. He makes a lot of, like, just dump-off throws in that offense, right? A lot of very, very
great
short
talent.
To me...
Yeah, but he has two NFL running backs. He's got NFL receivers everywhere.
So it's very hard to judge, but to me it looked like definitely not a strong arm, probably a very average arm. I thought when he threw a few deep shots, the ball kind of floated. Definitely wasn't a lot like a Josh Allen. Seemed to be very average accuracy, nothing special there at all. Saw a few balls the DBs got their hands on when really there was no reason. All he has to do is just lead the receiver a little better. That wouldn't happen. There was at least one tipped interception that I saw. He was late on some throws. It looked kind of goofy in the pocket one time when he was sacked and then he fumbled. But I guess they maybe ruled him down and they got, you know, I'm not sure if he actually lost the ball or not. But I don't know.
Sounded like this could be your worst evaluation ever. Is this worse than Trey Lance?
No, I don't want to give him my worst evaluation. No, he was way better than Trey Lance.
Better than Trey Lance.
Way better than Trey Lance. I'm glad you put that in context. I'm also a little bit biased because I did watch, was it that Michigan game where he really struggled, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that.
He threw at least one bad pick.
And I remember the game.
But they lost to Michigan who had a walk-on quarterback, too. Yeah. That was a bad loss.
Yeah, that was bad.
But the thing about Will Howard
is... But then
they
won the national championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was good in it.
But he actually looks athletic. I mean, it's not like he looks like...
A lot of people questioned Ryan Day because Kyle McCord, he pretty much forced Kyle McCord out. McCord transferred to Syracuse, and they brought Will Howard in.
He was good at Syracuse.
Yeah, and they brought Will Howard in because he wanted more of a dual threat guy and a bigger guy and a more experienced guy. And everyone said, well, Will Howard's not a great thrower. He wasn't a great thrower at Kansas State, but he ended up having a really good year at Ohio State throwing the ball statistically.
He threw 35 touchdowns.
But it's because he had a great roster.
And he you know, in his career, he rushed for 26 touchdowns. He never rushed for a bunch of yards.
No.
I think he averaged 3.5 yards per carry, you know, the times he got outside the pocket and took off.
But just look at his completion percentage, how it increased.
Yeah. Well, it went from 53 to 54 to 59 to 61 to 73. But again, they're all dump-offs, like the vast majority of dump-offs.
Yes, I just don't know how anything downfield.
I don't know how you make a projection on it. Now, I didn't see the workouts. I was at a volleyball tournament that whole time. I didn't see the workout. Was he was just missing wide open guys? Was he like throwing in the dirt? Like what was he like?
Wide right, high. Yeah. He just was missing guys. Late, behind.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
It was not a good showing.
You saw he was late on some throws in the game against Indiana too. Am I doing this on a 0 to 100 scale?
I think that's what you've always done. If you can change it in 2025, it's your first one.
I'm going to give him. I mean, he's an athletic guy. He just doesn't look like he's got an overly strong arm.
Do you want to change your grading? Give it like A to E?
No. I want to keep it. Doesn't look like he's overly nimble, but he's not terrible. 50.1.
That doesn't sound very good.
Oh, that's better than Trey Lance.
Everything I see about him is mid to late day three pick. Like, he screams
like a fifth or sixth rounder.
Yeah, he screams like he'd be lucky to make a team as a backup and probably won't have any sort of impact.
But I have to say, Javi, I am biased because I saw him really struggle in that Michigan game.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Hey, I would like, if an add-on this year, you know, you could say out of the league, practice squad, career backup, starter, Hall of Famer.
Right.
Yeah. You want me to add that addendum?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can hold that against me when it goes the other way. I know all your tricks. I will say, I mean, he's never going to be a full-time starter. That would be
that'd be a joke to say that. Will he make a roster, Cakes?
Career backup? It's probably career backup or squad fodder.
No, for sure career backup, but I don't even know if he'll ever like be on the active roster. Like, he's definitely practice squad career backup.
I'm going to guess.
Will he have a career as successful as Jeff Driscoll?
No.
And that, I would argue, not a successful career.
He's lasted like 10 years.
Okay, he's stuck around.
It's a remarkable career. He just made $1 million last year.
Better career than Sam Hartman.
He's not as dreamy as Sam Hartman.
They're like the same.
He's got a hot ass girlfriend.
Huh? Practice squatter.
They're the same. Oh, yeah. I think they're the same.
Yeah, but he's big. I mean, he'll make a roster. I mean, he's got 6'4", 235. He'll make a roster.
Okay. He's got nubs, arms, only 32 inches long.
His arms are long.
They're like your arms.
Hey, if I get a dress shirt, I get 32, 33. Same size as him.
Same size as him.
Hey, it's Game Show Wednesday, boys.
Nubs.
And it is sponsored.
That's right. It's Game Show Wednesday. It's time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling Company now at Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia. I believe they're in like 55 stores. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or ready-to-pour maple old-fashioned, this is whiskey done right. For the full experience, visit them in Reston Town Center. It's Open Road Distilling.
The game of the day is the very popular Caller 10 game.
Yes.
Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to Dierks Bentley. Broken Branches Tour, that's coming up Friday, July 11th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guest Zach Top and the band Lula. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Man, I just Googled Dierks Bentley net worth. It's given me a range between $24 and $90 million. It's quite a range.
They basically don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They have no idea.
It's just all over the map. I'd like to be at the low end of that spectrum.
Jason, by the way, Jason must have your vision, I guess, is not great on screens because you messed with my text size, and now I can't get it back to like the normal size I like it at.
He made it huge.
He made it huge.
Yeah. I just expanded.
I don't know.
It.
You just get used to certain things. So like, I like it.
Well, I mean, you know, my eyes are great.
Mine's huge. My text and everything's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't see like I used to be able to.
You can tell Grant Paulson's young because his font's all small.
It's tiny
on the computer.
But he wears glasses.
Okay.
Doesn't
he? Maybe
definitely
that's why.
Definitely wears glasses.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
By the way, the Wizards are favored by 5 points tonight. You won't see that maybe for the next 2 years.
You're probably right.
Will they play Charlotte again?
No, they're playing Utah. So it's another nubby. But have the Wizards, maybe they were favored against Charlotte at home. But I can't imagine they were favored in any other games.
Valdez, did you watch TGL last night? I was watching. I was getting so annoyed by Tom Kim just goofing and laughing every time. He's like way too goofy for me.
Yeah, he is kind of goofy. Well, he's young.
He's young.
Well, he's like
he's
the most
great player.
He's the most entertaining part of the entire TGL.
It's maybe too much. I think I'm ODing on Tom Kim.
I think you're a little more.
I need him to play well this week. He's in one of my pools.
And I'm tired of seeing Tiger just get smoked on TV.
I think you're taking the competitive aspect of it a little too seriously. I just watch for funsies.
I do too, but I think it's embarrassing that Tiger's team always gets smoked.
They do get smoked.
Well, Tiger's an idiot and picked some of the worst players on his team.
Tiger's a bad
draft. He's got Kisner on his team.
No, he didn't have him yesterday.
I know he didn't yesterday, but he has him. Doesn't Kisner play pretty much every match?
Yes.
And then they got Max Homa, who's doing 20 different new swings.
Max has been terrible this year.
Yeah.
And by the way, Tiger is 100.
I understand. It's just embarrassing. That's all.
Did you see him ask for attendees in the crowd?
Yes. I didn't even understand. That was Tiger being weird, like trying to be normal.
Chicken tenders?
Yeah. His Charlie was eating some chicken tenders. And he wanted to throw him one. But it was a really weird
tendies
scene.
With like barbecue sauce or honey mustard.
Like Tiger,
so good.
Are you guys sad because the season's over?
Well,
playoffs are starting. Come on.
I'm sorry. I just saw them on TV.
But Jupiter didn't make the playoffs.
No,
right?
Well, neither did Rory and the
New York.
New York. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it as an entertaining thing in the background for me.
I watched a little bit of it, but
watch,
I was watching hoops. And yeah, I can't watch that over hoops.
All right. We got to get out of here.
But we got to watch Terps tonight, right?
Terps, Michigan tonight.
Terps, yep. Michigan.
Terps, right. Michigan.
Caps, Rangers. Don't
Caps,
sleep.
Caps, Rangers. Oh,
got to get out of here. Yep. For Bish, Cake, CBM, JP, B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.